I say the word heist. What do you think? You think cash, diamonds, guns, maybe rare and expensive paintings. You don't think web addresses. Heist of web addresses? Surely not. But apparently that has happened. And there's a new audit which shows the extent of an IP address heist. Doesn't sound like a movie that George Clooney is going to be involved in, does it? Jan Vermeulen of My Broadband is on the line to explain more to us. Hello, Jan.
Hi, John. If George Clooney is in it, I hope he plays me.
Are you a hero or a villain, Jan, in this?
I'd like to think that I'm a hero in the story, like in the President's Men, for example.
Okay, because I have no idea who would want to steal. I mean, how do you steal John Matham at capetalk.co.za, and why would you want to?
Right, so in this case, it wasn't domain names, but IP addresses. So a couple of things. So when you type, say, for example, johnmatham.co.za in, that is translated into a sequence of numbers called IP addresses, and that's what allows computers on the internet to communicate with one another. And you yourself, where you're sitting right now, you need an IP address to even access the internet. So these IP addresses are actually extraordinarily valuable, especially to get a little bit technical, the IP version 4 addresses that are widely in use now, there's an incredibly limited amount of them in the world. And we're trying to transition to a new standard that has a lot more IP addresses called IP version 6, but that hasn't happened yet. And so now a single IP address, because of how scarce and valuable they've become, can sell for $20 per IP address on the black market, or even not on the black market, on the open, legitimate reseller market.
Okay, so I've got my lots of screens open. Where would I find my IP address?
So just go to Google and type, what is my IP? For example, don't say it out loud on the radio, please. that's one way to get what your public IP address is. Everybody inside your studio probably shares that single IP address. That is one of the ways in which we try to use them sparingly, is so that every single device on the internet doesn't have their own unique IP address. They share them behind routers. So your router will have a single IP address.
So my IP address is blah, blah, dot, blah, 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 dot, blah, blah, dot, blah, blah, blah. Host is blah, 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 dot, blah, blah, dot, blah, blah, dot, blah, blah. Remote port is blah, 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 blah. Now, how would somebody steal that from me?
So they don't steal it from you. They steal it from other entities that own those IP addresses. So the IP address you are using right now belongs to an internet service provider. So let's say that it's Telkom or Vox Telecom, right, or Cool Ideas for that matter. They get assigned blocks of IP addresses from an organization called AfriNIC. Now, you can think of IP addresses as the raw property, land, of the internet. And AfriNIC is the title deeds office of the whole African region. Now, what effectively happened was someone got into the deeds office somehow. So either it was there are actually two heists here. The one heist we know was an inside job. The second heist, we're not sure whether it could be an inside job, or, you know, they could have had inside help, or it was negligence. They got bamboozled in what's called a social engineering attack, where AfriNIC got convinced by an outsider to change the details on this title deed, or they got hacked and these criminals got in and changed the records of these IP addresses. So this title deeds database is called a whois database. Who is just smooshed together. Effectively, how you steal an IP address is you manipulate the title deed, effectively, the whois record of that IP address, so that you are now in control of that piece of internet land, of a block of IP addresses. And then you have to go out and convince other networking operators to route those address blocks from you. But that's a technical thing. Let's not delve too deeply into
that.
Well,
I'm lost already, so yes.
Yeah. So this is the essence of it, is that imagine someone breaks into the deeds office here in South Africa and goes to a big block of flats and changes the name on that big block of flats from John Mason Developers Pty Limited to Young Shady Developers Thief Pty Limited. And now I own that block of flats, and now I can charge rentals on them.
Okay.
Instead of you.
So there are 4 million, more than 4 million IP addresses, and you say they can sell for $20 each. That's an $80 million heist, which is big enough to attract George Clooney.
Right. And so, you know, if you multiply that out, we're talking about 1.3 billion rands worth of internet assets that were effectively misappropriated or stolen. And as I said, there were two different heists. The one heist involved around just under 2.4 million addresses. That was an inside man, which we identified as a result of investigative work by myself and an investigator in California called Ron Gilmet. We unmasked that person, and he has been fired from Afrinic. It's an incredibly sad story. He was the co-founder of Afrinic. And was found with his hand in the cookie jar and was summarily dismissed.
We're running out of time, Jan. Are those IP addresses returned to where they properly belong before they were heisted, or is that in the process of happening?
Not all of them. Afrinic is in the process of doing that, but there's a lot that remains unresolved and for which Afrinic remains responsible, which they really need to address.
Jan Vermeulen of My Broadband. Yes, I can imagine George Clooney playing Jan with that story that he's just told us. Jan Vermeulen of My Broadband.